Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to start a new message about how the Father is making room for us. I've been talking about the wilderness and how the wilderness is a blessed place because the Father has placed us there for His purpose. As long as we turn our flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, conform us to the image of Yeshua, then the wilderness is a blessed place. After the wilderness comes promotion. After the wilderness comes a place where the Father makes room for us. So go with me to Genesis 26. Genesis 26, starting verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold, and the Father blessed him, and he waxed great, and went forward and grew until he became very great, for he had possessions of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. This is right in the midst of a famine. The Father blessed him. But what he found out is when he tried to dig up the wells that his father, Abraham, had dug, the enemy, the Philistines, were stopping them up with dirt. And it happened and happened so much. But in verse 22, he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not. The Philistines could not follow him. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. For now the Father had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And that's what I want to talk about, the Father making room for us. He's going to position us in our position, where we're supposed to be, where it'll be the most damage to the enemy, Satan. What happened as a result of this, that the enemy could not go into Rehoboth, where the Father made room for them, the enemy wanted to sign a covenant. They were afraid. They said in verse 28, we saw that the Father was with you. Let there be an oath between us. And sure enough, the Father put fear into their hearts. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Again, talking about the Father making room for us. Now we're ready to enter into our promotion, into our territory. We don't want to go beyond our territory, but we want to be in the area that the Father has us positioned. In verse 10, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10, and it shall be when the Father shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not. Are you ready to enter into this promotion, this promised land of blessings, this promised land of being used by the Father? Well, I am. And houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, lest beware thou forget the Father which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Fear him and serve him and swear by his name. Don't go after any other gods of the people round about you, for the Father is jealous, lest his anger be kindled against you and destroy thee off the face of the earth. And verse 18, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Father, that it may be well with you, that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which he gives unto you, to cast out all your enemies from before you. Chapter 7, verse 1. Oh, let's go to verse 23 of chapter 6 before we go into chapter 7. And he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in. He's bringing you out of something into something better. It starts with that wilderness experience like we talked about in the last three broadcasts, that is an area where the Father places us so he can work on us. Get the things out of our life that he wants to. Just us and him. And it's so beautiful when you understand that the Father placed you there. As we talked from Revelation chapter 12 on our last three broadcasts. But when you come out of the wilderness, it's a place that he's prepared for us too. An area of promotion, an area of use, an area where he positions us. And he's making room for us. He's actually making room for some of us right now. In chapter 7, verse 1, when the Father shall bring thee into the land which thou goest to possess it, and I cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites. See, there's a lot of people that call themselves believers that are not doing what the Father says. The Father's going to remove them and move you and I into their place. And the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Father shall deliver them before you, in verse 2, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt not make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Now, he's not telling you to kill anybody. He's just destroying their doctrine, the tradition of doctrine that is not biblically based. Neither thou shalt make marriages with them, the daughters shall not give unto their sons, nor the daughters shall go unto their son. But they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So the father's anger will be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly. But thus shall you deal with them. You should destroy their altars and break down their images. Don't receive anything unless it's based on the word. Get rid of all tradition out of your life unless you can solidly base it on the word. Go back to the word. If you don't find it, you got to get rid of it, because it could be an open door to the enemy. Just because you've been doing it for years and years and years, you got to make sure that it's in the word. Again, verse 5, you shall deal with them. This is how you should deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves, burn their graven images with fire. For you are holy people unto the Father. He's chosen you to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. He chose us to be part of the remnant. If you want to feel like you're part of the majority, you're going to have problems. Because the Father is interested in the remnant. The road to hell is wide, and many are going to be found on it. The road to heaven is straight and narrow. Stop wanting to be in the majority. You may be in a ministry where all the other people in the church are believing a certain way, and you see what they're believing is not in the word, and you don't want to accept it. Don't be moved to join them just because they're in the majority. You got to stand alone with the Father. And that's why the wilderness is so important. It teaches you to be you and the Father. What purpose does he have for you? What do you believe? Is it traced back to the word? We're all going to stand before the Father one by one, not for salvation, but for rewards and so forth. But it's all one by one. You're not going to have your family up there before the Father. It's one on one. Chapter 7, verse 15. Father shall take away from you all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon you. He will lay them upon all that hate you. So just as you go into your purpose and your destiny, and he makes room for you, just remember this promise that he doesn't want to put diseases on you, allow diseases on you, and stand in that word. Because you got a job to do, and he's the general. He's not into taking soldiers out of his army. He has a work for us to do in these last days. He wants to make sure we finish it. In verse 26, neither shall I bring an abomination into thy house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it, but thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for this is a cursed thing. Be careful what you allow into your house. Be careful who you allow in your house. Is it so important that you keep your house as a refuge? Sanctify it. Be careful what you watch on TV. Be careful what you watch on the internet. In chapter 8, these are instructions how we need to operate into our promised land when he makes room for us, our purpose, our destiny. Verse 6, therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Father to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Father brings you into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. You shall not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig bread. See, even soldiers in an army, the general, the leadership, takes care of the soldiers. Whatever they need is there. The Father will take care of everything that we need for his purpose for us, to complete his purpose. Verse 10, and when you have eaten in full, don't forget the Father for the good land which he brought you into. Beware that thou forget him not, and not keeping his commandments and his judgments. Lest when you are eaten and full, and have built godly houses and dwelt therein, and when the herds and flocks multiply, and thy silver and gold is multiplied, and all what thou hast is multiplied. See, the Father wants to bless some of his believers with a lot of money, but they don't have the character to withhold the blessings. Then the heart shall be lifted up in verse 14, and forget the Father which did it. Remember in Deuteronomy chapter 8, 18, remember that it's the Father who gives us the power to get wealth, to establish a covenant with us and with other people in the world. That's why he wants to give you wealth. But make sure your character can withstand that wealth. But another thing I want to mention is, I've been mentioning this week because it's very, very important that the Father put on my heart to mention it to you. I have a message on my website about divorce and remarriage. It's so important. There's so many misconceptions about it. And if you've been divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, you got to read my article. If you're in the middle of a marriage and you feel you're not sure about getting a divorce or not, read my article. But take my article, go back to the Word. There's a lot of scriptures in it, and then go to the Father and find out what He wants you to do. Stop listening to people that they don't understand what the Greek word really means, especially for fornication. They don't understand. They're not researching it. And you got to go to the Father. You got to go to the Father and find out where you are and what He wants you to do, not what tradition tells you to do. And not what people who are not in your circumstance tell you what to do. Again, it's on Divorce and Remarriage. It's on henrywalker.org. Click on Messages. It's so very important that you read that message and tell other people about it. Also, there's a doctrine going around about kingdom now. And I've been mentioning this a lot about how we believers are going to set up a kingdom on the earth before Yeshua comes back. And incidentally, I use Yeshua. That was Jesus' Hebrew name. That Hebrew name was on the earth. I use Yeshua. But this doctrine wants that we can set up a kingdom here before Yeshua comes back, and we have dominion over government, dominion over people. The only person that we have dominion over is Satan. Watch this doctrine. Be very careful if you hear it being preached, and name it, claim it, and that we're little gods. And see, if the Father puts something on our heart, a desire in our heart, then we can speak it out. But you can't just go around speaking. It's humanistic, and it's lifting man up to where they're not supposed to be. Paul said, in Him I both move and breathe and have my being. You got to be very, very careful that you don't lift yourself up like Satan did with pride. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Father, put your hand on the radio as a point of contact to just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there. Father, bring healing, deliverance. Do a miracle in their life where they need it the most. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. And I have a website, henrywalker.org, with 250 prophetic messages. Also, I've written three books. One is called Seasons. Talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how He fulfilled every feast day. Everything major that He did on the feast day. I can show you from my book, from the Word, what feast day He was born, what feast day He rose, what feast day he was circumcised, what feast day He ascended. It's just a powerful, powerful study. And also, the second book I've written is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar and how the things that He did in the Word on those months, He wants to repeat them in those months. But you need to know when those months begins and end on the Gregorian calendar. And from my website, a biblical calendar, you can see up to 2020 when each month begins and ends, and each feast day begins and ends up to 2020. Also, in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day that the Father did things in the Word that He wants to repeat. And you need to know that there's a certain hour of the day when His healing anointing flows more than any other hour, and you need to know that. And also, you need to know that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Genesis 1, evening and morning were the first day. And my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity, and you'll be comforted so much by this book. You can get these books at our course, which is $5 each. We're not selling them higher than our course. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. Also, our broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it, but also you can go to wcno.com and click on demand, and go back to any prior broadcast by clicking the arrow. If you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, make it out to New Life Revival at P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. The address will be given at the end. Now, remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Thanks to the Inspiration House Christian Bookstore, serving the West Palm Beach area for over 40 years, for underwriting the WCNO ministry. The Inspiration House Bookstore offers a variety of books, Bibles, Christian music, church and Sunday school supplies, pastoral helps, devotionals, greeting cards, and gift items. Located on Okeechobee Boulevard, just east of Military Trail, West Palm Beach. Inspiration House Bookstore, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 p.m. and available to help you at 561-683-0805.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series entitled